This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Gesunter Winter, Michael. Everyone should have a good season coming up. Be'ezus Hashem, good health. And Ribbono Shel Olam should grant us siyata d'shmaya to appreciate the wonders of the Torah HaKadosha. Okay, so we begin, as they say, in the beginning. Parshas Bereishis. And we're going to speak about the creation of man. Now, we know that the creation of man was different from the creation of all other aspects of creation, in the sense that the Ribbono Shel Olam actually seems to have involved other participants in the creation of man. Vayomer Elokim, and God said, Na'aseh Adam, let us make man, Bitzalminu, in our image, Kidmusenu, in our likeness. V'yiradu, and he'll dominate B'degas Hayam, the fish of the sea, V'oif HaShemayim, and the birds of the heavens, V'abahema, and the animals, V'chol Ha'aretz, V'chol Ha'roimes, Ha'roimes, Ala Aretz. God will create man. Man will be the pinnacle and the dominant force of nature. V'yivra Elokim es Ha'adam Bitzalmoy. God created man in his image, Bitzalem Elokim bara Oysa, in the image of God did he create him. Zachar Nekeva bara Oysam. God created man, male and female. We have a very unusual expression. God said, let us make man. Who's the us? Who's the we? I mean, God is the creator. He's the commander in chief. And there's no vice president. And there's no secretary of state. And there's no Congress, and there's no House of Representatives. Hashem is Echad Yachid U'Miyuchad. V'chom aminim shehu levadoi hu. Hamamlech melachim v'lo yamalucha. It's all His. He's the only force. So what does it mean, let us make man? It almost leaves room for the heretic to err. And Rashi, in fact, points out, An v'sanusa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamadnu mikan. We learn the humility of God. Lefi sha'adam b'dmos hamalachim. Man was created in the likeness of the angels. V'yiskanu boy, and they would be jealous of man. Lefikach nimlach b'hem. So therefore God took their advice, consulted with them. Uchshudanes hamalachim, when God judges kings. Who nimlach bepamal yishalah? He also consults with his retinue, right? This is a good advice for chinuch. You bring a new child into the house. The older children are jealous. So good advice would be you ask them advice. How do you think? Where do you think we should put the baby? How should we care for the baby? You make them like they're in charge. So that minimizes the jealousy. So to hear. Man was created in the image of the angels, and they would get jealous. What's going on? Is there another force here? Is there another important entity in this world? So Hashem, in order to minimize jealousy, by the way, diminishing jealousy is a major theme in the creation of the world. And last year, we gave a shiur on this aspect of Shloitehe Kina B'masa Bereishis. But anyway, when God judges kings, He consults with His retinue. We find by Achav that Micha said, I saw God sitting on His throne and all the hosts of the heavens stand above Him on the right and on the left. So the question is, does God have a right and left? But rather, the ones on the right are the ones that find innocence, the ones on the left are the ones that find guilt. Similarly, v'chein begizras irin pisgama mamar kadishin sha'alta. By the decree of the awake ones, the angels are His word, and by the word of the holy ones is His request. Afkan v'pamal yishalay nimlach v'nata v'shus. God here too also consulted and took permission. He said, Amarle yesh be'elyoinim kedmusi. He said, there is my image up here, if there's not in my image down there, Hare Yesh Kan Kinabamasa Bereshis, then there is it's going to be a breach in the equilibrium. there is in the heavens something created in the image of God, there has to be something created in the image of God down in this lowly world as well. So God took consult from the angels. Says Rashi, Nasa Adam Afal Pishaloisiyu Biyitzirasa, even though the angels did not in fact assist in the creation. Vieshmakim Laminim Lirdais, and there is room for the Apikarsim to rebel. Lainimna Hakasim Milalame Daracharat Sumidas Anova, the Torah still did not refrain from teaching manners, etiquette, and humility. That a greater person should seek the advice and the rishus of those who are of lesser stature. So from here we learn that a person of greater stature should seek advice from his inferiors and get permission from his inferiors. Vim kasav esa adam. If God would have wrote, I will make man, loy lamadnu shahayu medaber im bezdinoi ela im atzmai. If it would have said, I will make man, then we would not have known that God consulted with his court, but rather he made a unilateral decision. So basically, the reason why the Torah says Nasa Adam is from here we learn humility, that the superior should seek advice of the inferior. Aye, the question is, but now there is a Pesach for the Apikoros Te'er, Utshuvas Haminim Ksuva Betzidai. And the refutation of the heretic is written right there. Vayivra Es HaAdam. It says, and God created man, V'loi Ksiv Vayivru, and it doesn't say they created man. So just in case you do make that mistake and you think that God and other deity, Chas V'Shalom, participant in the creation of man, so the Torah is clear, Vayivra. But why would the Torah go out on a limb and write Nasa? To teach you Derech Eretz and Anivos. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments on this phenomenon. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Makom Shepakru Haminim, wherever the Apikarsim have room to throw away, Tshuvoseim Betzidan, God's refutation is immediate. Nasa Adam Betzalmenu, it says, let us make man in our image. And immediately it says, Vayivra Elokim Asa Adam Betzalma, and God immediately created man in his image. Well, I once heard from my Yedidi, Rabbi Baruch Simon, who is a Rosh Shiva in Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzhak Elchanan, and he frequently used to speak in the neighborhood that I grew up, on the Yomim Tovim, and he is a Talmud of Rav Herschel Schachter, and he said he heard from his Rebbe, Rav Schachter, in the name of the Beis Halevi. Now, I did search all the writings of the Beis Halevi to try to find where the statement is, unsuccessfully, but Rav Schachter said that he heard in the name of the Beis Halevi. From this Rashi, we learn a very important yisoid. That let's say there are two yeshivas that you could send your child to. One yeshiva, they emphasize midos tovos, and one yeshiva, they emphasize lamdos and learning. Which yeshiva is the better choice? From Rashi, we see that midos tovos are more important than deos. Better to have good midos than to be a bigger lamdan. Why? Because here the Ribbono Shel Olam has a choice. He could teach a lesson in Emuna, that there's one God, or he could teach a lesson in humility at the expense of people not being clear in Emuna. It is more important, it's more valuable to teach a lesson in Midos Tovos than to teach a lesson in Das Elokis. From here we learn, says the Beis Halevi, better to send your son or your daughter to yeshiva where they emphasize Midos than into yeshiva where they emphasize academic learning. And when I say academic, I mean Torah scholarship. Good character is better than Torah scholarship. That's what we learn from Rashi. Shamati mimar v'rabbi gan Rav Tzvi Shechter b'shem Beis Halevi shemikan rai shemidos tovos yoytzer chashuv mideos tovos. Because Hashem wrote in the Torah Nasa Adam b'lashon rabim in order to teach mideos tovos, even though there's a chashash that when you come home you're going to think there's more than one God. So with this approach, the Rebbe of Heschel, Rebbe Heschel of Krakow, the Chanukah Satorah explains a very interesting the Gemara. The Gemara in Sotah says on Daftan Amabez Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum the Rashbi, Kol Adam Sheyesh Boy Gasus Haruach, anyone who's a Baal Gaiva, Ki Ilu Oyved Avodazara. It's as if he served idols. Ksiv Hacha, it says by idolatry, Toyavas Hashem Kol Gvalev, it's the abomination of God, anyone who's arrogant. Uksiv Hasam, and it says, by idolatry, v'loy savi soyeva al beisecha, do not bring abomination into your house. V'Rabbi Yochanan didei amar, that's what Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the Rashbi, and Rabbi Yochanan himself said, anyone who is arrogant, ki'ilu kafar be'ikr shenemar v'rom levavecha, your heart will be arrogant, b'shachachta sashem lekecha, and you're going to forget God. Bottom line is, arrogance is bad news. It's either tantamount to idolatry, or it's like heresy completely and atheism. So says the Rebbe of Heschel, why is arrogance tantamount to idolatry? He says, very simple. He says, he wants to know, v'yishadaktik, lama mamshil gasus haruach lo'ovid avodazara. Why is arrogance similar to idolatry? The answer is based on Rashi. That why does it say Nase, to teach Hashem consulted with the Malachim, to teach that a superior should ask the advice of the inferior? So the reason why, right? The reason why God wrote Nase Adam is to teach humility. Now, if someone is a Baal Gaiva, then they're not learning that lesson. They're not learning the lesson of Nase Adam that you need to have humility. So then they must read the Pasuk Nase Adam that there's more than one God. So anybody who is arrogant must be a heretic and believes there's more than one God. Because Mimanovshach, how are you reading the Pasuk Nase Adam? Clearly, if you're arrogant, you're not reading it that you should have be an unav. Elamai, you're reading it. There are a couple gods up there. You believe in Greek mythology or something. So those are the two choices. It's either humility or idolatry. So every Jew, every human being has the ability to choose between two paths. The path of humility or the path of idolatry. Says the Rebbe of Heschel, Cain, Ma oisem perish ha-pasuk nas adam. Someone is arrogant. What do they do with the pasuk? Let us make man. Because according to them, you could, heaven forbid, make a mistake that there are two domains, but now it comes out beautiful. So I saw in the Sefer Aleinu L'Shabeach of Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, who, by the way, just issued a very interesting psak that Klal Yisrael should be mispalel for the refuah shalema of Donald John Ben Fred Trump, B'soich Shar Choylem. That's Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein offered a psak of how to be mispalel for Nasi Medina Seinu, that one should be mispalel that you not to use the mother's name, but the Ben the father, Donald John Ben Fred. So it seems like the tefillahs were Neskabel. But Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein and the Aleinu L'Shabeach, he says, now, if you're searching for a Rebbe, is it better to get a Rebbe who has Midos Tovos or a Rebbe who's a Talmud Chacham? So, Chazon Yir said it's better to have a Rebbe with good character, even if he's not such a big Lamdin, than a Rebbe who's a big Lamdin and he doesn't have such good character. Why? He says, the Chazon Yir says, at least at a young age, the main chinuch is midos tovos. Not just to have information. And especially, the Chazon Yir said, at the time of the shir, it's very difficult to determine the midos of a child. But during soccer, that's a better opportunity to figure out the midos of the child. So therefore, following the advice of the Chazon Ish, so that the Talmud Chacham went out to play soccer with the boys to be able to determine the level of midos of the children. But the main point being that from here we learn that more important is A, being a Baal Midos than is being a Lamdin. And B, if you could send your child to one of two yeshivas, it's better to send him to the yeshiva that focuses on Midos. And three, if you could hire a Rebbe, better to hire a Rebbe who has better Midos than a Rebbe who's a bigger Lamdin. And maybe four, if you could learn from two people, better to learn from the person of better character than the person with more Torah knowledge. I'll tell you a Chassam Sofer. The Gemara in Yevamah says, Kasha einshan shel midos me einshan shel arayos. Worse is the punishment for faulty measures than the punishment for illicit relations. But the Chassam Sofer says it the other way also. Greater is the reward for good midos even than knowledge of the Torah. So the reward of midos toivos is greater than the reward of the Torah. So I think now is a good opportunity to say over from Reb Chaim Vital, as we begin the Torah anew and we analyze, you know, the Torah is a book of mitzvahs, it has 613 mitzvahs. Why then is it that the midos, which are more important than the mitzvahs, are not really found explicitly in the Torah? It doesn't really say in the Torah, you know, don't get angry, don't be arrogant, don't be nasty, be friendly. It doesn't say that in the Torah. Why? If that's more important, why wouldn't it be discussed in the Torah? In fact, you know, they had this program, Hoshana Rabba Night, and it was discussed, you know, what should people be told about the current matzav, where there's another wave, and people have to go through this whole anxiety-ridden bout with the quarantine. You know, what are we doing wrong? So they turned to Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, and Rav Shmuel said what people need to work on more than anything else. You know, people were wondering, what's Rav Shmuel going to say? People need to be more friendly, Rav Shmuel said. People have to be more friendly. So where in the Torah does it say to be friendly? You know, it doesn't say that in my Torah. In other words, why can't I just keep the Torah and be a grouch and be a rude, crude, rough person? Where does it say in the Torah you should be a well-mannered, polite, and pleasant, and friendly person? So Chaim Vital says as follows. There was a contractor who was once hired to build a building. So he built the building and the whole thing toppled down. So the person who hired him said, "What, you meshugana? You didn't build a foundation." He said, "You didn't tell me I have to build a foundation." He said, "I hired you to build a building. I don't have to tell you to build a foundation. That goes without saying. You can't have a building without a foundation." Says Reb Chaim Vital, that's why the Torah doesn't discuss midos. It's not because it's not important. It's more important. But it's so important, fundamental and basic, that it's the foundation of the whole Torah. The Torah has to tell you to put on tefillin, but it doesn't have to say, be friendly and well-mannered. Because if you're not friendly and well-mannered, then who exactly is putting on tefillin? You're not even an Adam. So that's the first yisod we see from Rashi. That if you have a choice to go and learn from good midos, good character, or Torah knowledge, good midos trump Torah knowledge. However, I would like to share with you today two approaches to learning Rashi, where perhaps this Rashi would not be such a conclusive indication or offer such conclusive evidence that in fact good character is more important than Torah knowledge, although, as you're about to see, it still very well may be the case. The pasuk says, God commanded Adam saying, eat from all the trees of the garden. Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Adam Arishon lo nitzave ela al avodah zarah bilvad. Adam was only commanded on avodah zarah. Shenemar, vayitzav Hashem lekim ala Adam. The only mitzvah Adam had was, don't serve idols. Okay. Now we have a very interesting comment on the Medrash. Says the Bereishis Rabbah, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yonasan Amar, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, said, b'shah shahaya Moshe koisev es ha-Torah, when Moshe wrote the Torah, Hayakaisiv Maisa Kal Yaim Vayam. He wrote what happened on every day. Kivan Shigia la Pasak Hazeh. When he got to this Pasak, Shinemar Vayomer Lakim Nasa Adam Tsalminu Kidmusenu, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you giving an excuse to the Apikorsim? Asma, it's a wonder. Amar Loi Hashem said to Moshe Ksoiv, just write about Rotsa Litos Yitte, and if someone wants to make a mistake, they'll make a mistake. Amar Loi Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe Ha'adam Hazeh Barasi Loi Gedoyim L'Ktanim Ani Mamin Mimenu. This man that I'm creating, they're going to be big, important people and lesser people. Shem Yavai Ha'gadol Lito Rishus Menakatan Mimenu Vu Oimer Mani Tzach Lito Rishus Menakatan Mimeni Venom Loi Liman Mim Baracha Shubara Sol Yon Vesatachtoinim Kivin Shemal Versus Adam Nimlach Malach Yashar. As God said, I want you to write that so that people could learn a lesson that you should take the counsel of your inferiors. Fine. So I want to read to you from a magnificent sefer. This sefer is called Or HaTzafon. The Or HaTzafon are the shmuzin of none other than the Altar of Slabodka. As it is known that somebody once mentioned to one of the greatest all-time writers, Gadol, who, you know, we learn his Sfarim in Halacha, in Hashkafa, and they were once comparing this Gadol to the Altar of Slabodka, who didn't really have Sfarim. He didn't write Sfarim. He didn't write any Sfarim. And they said that Gadol A produces Sfarim and Gadol B produces Talmidim. The author of Slabodka was a mastermind architect of people and students. Many of the Gedolim who built Torah in America and in Eretz Yisrael were Talmidim of the author. Whether it was Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky or Rav Ruderman, or Rav David Leibowitz, or Rav Aaron Cutler, or Rav Huttner, all of the great yeshivas in America, or most of them, were built by students of the Altar of Slabodka. In Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Isaac Sher, Rav Meir Chadash, these were all Talmidim of the Altar. And the Altar says, Lefi ha-musagim shalanu, based on our attitudes, there's sort of two disciplines in the Torah. I'm sorry, it's not so clear. Maybe if I make it a little bit bigger. There's ha-deyos ve-hamidos heim shnei inyanum nifradim. There's deyos, opinions, knowledge about God, and there's good character. B'musag deyos anu mavinim emuna v'hakar b'Hashem Yisrach. We consider deyos to be belief and recognition of God. Uvemusag midos, when we talk about good character, we think about interpersonal or between man and himself. We tend to think hadeya ikaris v'avanas ha-seichel. Deos is primarily relegated to the confines of the intellect. V'hamidos v'argashas ha-lev. Midos are connected to one's emotions. L'datenu, in our opinion, hadeya chashuva yois v'malame amidos. More important than character is your opinions. Me'amid sharei b'li yedias Hashem ha'karas b'gdulasoi, without knowing God and recognizing Him, ma ha'shaych ha'sarech l'masav shaladam, what value are man's actions? So we tend to think what's most important is our belief, and our conduct is secondary. U'mizeh sh'anem esyachsem l'deos amidos ka'al shnei inyarm nefradim. And because we have compartmentalized deos and midos to two separate areas, we differentiate that basically there are two kinds of mitzvahs, bein adam la'atzmai and bein adam la'makayim. V'hachoshvim, we think, she'efshu l'hamin b'Hashem l'hakaroi sol avda, it's possible to believe in God, and on the other hand, mibli li'osham b'midos, without being really too wholesome in a character, l'daktik b'mitzvah, and adma chaveroi. In other words, you could be a big mamin, and you could be lacking in your interpersonal relationships. V'chein lehepuch, you could be a very good person and a kind person and a good human being and good to other people. Efshur la'adam li'ois ba'al midois toivois, hazar b'dvar mishmenan l'chaveru, mibli li'ois sham b'deois. Basically, we tend to believe and compartmentalize there are two aspects of Avodas Hashem. There's what we know and believe, and that's relevant to our service of God, and then there's how we act, and that's relevant to our interpersonal relationships, and never the twain shall meet. Ulam hashkafa zu mutas b'yisoidis. This hashkafa is fundamentally wrong. Ki lefi ha'emes hadeois v'hamidois. Because the truth is, opinions, meaning your Jewish belief and Jewish character, is one. They are one and the same. Without knowing God, you can't have good character. And without having good character, you can't know God. And let's explain. The altar quotes the pasuk that God commanded about Adam, and Chazal say what that means is He only commanded Adam about Avodah Zarah. Which means the first mitzvah in the Torah, and the only mitzvah in the Torah, was know God, only deos, without any subject or relevance of midos. Now, earlier in the parasha it's written, Vayomer Elokim Nasa Adam B'tzalminu Kedmusenu. And Chazal say, the Rav Shimon Gamliel said the B'Shem the Ri, then when Moshe wrote the Torah, when he got up to this pasuk, he said, Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Basically, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Yonasan. Ribbono Shel Olam. You're giving room to the Minim, and Hashem says, no, I need to teach that the superior should ask the inferior. Now listen to how the Alter learns this. So we have a new teaching. We have basically an explicit command that God is teaching courtesy. God is saying you could believe in many gods, but as long as you learn not to be arrogant and make your decisions on your own. This lesson was taught even before man was created. It's not even that, listen to this, man was not commanded when you make a decision to ask your inferior. That's just how he was created, that God asks his inferior. It's not that God commanded man, whenever you make a decision you should ask your inferior. Part and parcel, inherent within the creation of man, is ask your inferior. The whole image and form and model of man was created through the command of Nasa Adam. Ask the altar of Slabotka, what do you mean? But the Chazal say that Adam Arishan was only commanded not to believe in Avodah Zarah. Didn't we just say from the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Didn't the Gemara just say in Sanhedrin, lo yinitztave ela al avodah zarah, that Adam was only commanded against idolatry? And here we see something different. Here we see that Adam was created, was commanded not to be arrogant. So you have to say that if somebody does not believe that God is humble, he's also an idolater. Because what difference does it make if you bow down to the Buddha, or you bow down to who you think God is? But if you think God is arrogant, you're also a kaifer. You also don't know who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Mali Christianity, Mali Hinduism, or Mali Judaism, but not recognizing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is an anav. That's also Avodah Zarah. Part of Avodah Zarah is you need to know what God's midos are. If you don't know what his character is, you don't know him. Midos and deos go hand in hand. It's not enough to believe in God. You have to know what his midos are. If you don't know what the midos of God are, you don't know God. If you don't believe God is humble, then you're an idolater. Ela bal karchach anu lemeidim ikan, shahar be lilmoid me'abor yizbarach, lezdam v'salmim midosav. excuse me, that the shechoiva, it is an obligation to learn from Hashem and to be similar to his midos, that is kalula b'mitzvah of Ayitzav Hashem l'kim l'adam, meaning when God commanded Adam, believe in me, don't serve idols, part of that mitzvah is, and recognize who I am, and understand who I am, and know that I am a humble entity. And if somebody believed in one God, and he prayed to one God, and he davened shachris, mincha, marif, but didn't know that Hashem was humble, then he has abdicated Judaism entirely. He's an oyved avodah zarah. Says the Altar of Sabotka, this is obvious. V'emes haloi hechrechi adover, this has to be. Ki heich efshel adam ladasis atzmius Hashem, how is it possible for a person to know the essence of God, she'enoi guf, v'lo yasigu masigei aguf? I have a question. You say you believe in God. What does that mean? What do you mean you believe in God? God doesn't have a body. No physical characteristics are applicable to God. So what do you mean, what do you believe in exactly? Where is he? Where? Here? In this airspace? What do you mean you believe in God? You're a Jew. You say you believe in God. What does that mean? Where is he? What is he? Belief in God has to be knowing God's midos. V'zeu shamar akosa. He says, Ela shakol ha-ha-kara shaloi hurak b'midosav. The only way to know God is to know his character. And the way to know his character is to become similar to his character. V'zeu sh'amar ha'kosav, ze keili v'yanvehu. This is my God, and I will be similar to him. Chazal darshan, u'persha chazal, harei doimeloi. Mahu chanun v'racham af atah. Hei chanun v'racham. Kloimar, by being similar to God, then you come to know him. By being like God, you come to know him. By learning Toimer Devaira, which by the way, we learn every day at 5 o'clock, and you understand and recognize God's Midos, and you accord yourself and you emulate them, that's how you come to know God. So even though Adam was only created on idolatry, but this lesson of humility is not a contradiction, it's not a new lesson, it's part of the command not to serve idolatry. Because if you don't know who God is, then what difference does it make if you serve a different God, or if you have a mistaken notion of the God who you serve? L'mashal, let's say you have a guy. He says, he comes to shul 3 times a day. We say, what religion do you belong to? Are you a Noitzri? No. Are you a Shmeli? No. I'm a Yehudi. Fine. You believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam? Yeah. So we say, Rabbi Yid, what's the Ribbono Shel Olam? He says, the Ribbono Shel Olam is potato kugel. So he's a kaifer baker. He's a kaifer. Yeino yaya nesach. He's not bechlal amisecha. Yeah, but he says he's a Jew. Well, it's regard. It doesn't matter what he says. He's telling you what his notion of God is. That's what the Adar Sabotka is saying. That if somebody doesn't know the Ribbono Shel Olam, he doesn't know his characteristics, then what does it mean he believes in God? He doesn't know who the Ribbono Shel Olam is. Therefore, Rabbosai, I would say that the Beis Halevi does not have a raya from Rashi, that it's better to have good midos than to have bad deos. Than to have good deos, right? Because think about what Rashi says. It was worthwhile to teach a lesson in humility at the expense of perhaps of possibly believing in two gods, from which the Beis Halevi derived, well, from here we see that it's more important to have good character than to know Torah and believe in Hashem. According to the Altar of Sabotka, we have no raya whatsoever. You know why? Because maybe really it's more important to believe in Hashem than to have good character. But if you don't know what Hashem's character is, you don't believe in Him because you don't know who He is. You can't believe something in something that you don't know what it is. So l'chein kedai ha'yolichta v'nasa adam etzamenu kidmusinu l'lamed al midas darachereitz, to teach on the midah of darachereitz l'mrois despite the fact that there could be a justification for the minim, and they can make a mistake. And nevertheless, Hashem said, "Haroid salito is toya mipnei shebeli hayedia shaKadosh Baruch Hu nimlech b'malachei hasharis." That without the knowledge that Kadosh Baruch Hu consulted with the malachim, that a gadol needs to ask the advice of the katan, there is also will be a mistake in your knowledge of Hashem, and therefore it is more important to teach that God is an anav. Because if you don't know God as an anav, you don't believe in Him, so then you might as well think there are two gods anyway. That's how the Alter Sabbatka is learning. The same way you can't believe in two gods, you cannot believe in a God who you do not recognize is not an anav. That is part of emuna. There's no such thing as emuna without... There's no such thing of deis without midos. Without character, and where does good character come from? Emulating Hashem. Without understanding the character of Hashem, then you're fundamentally lacking in your belief in Hashem. But the Alter of Sabbatka says it's the same thing on the flip side, because the Gemara Makos says on Chavdalet, Chabakuk came and he established the Torah on one principle, and that principle is Tzadik be'emunasai yichya, the righteous man will live in his faith. So the whole Torah is narrows down to belief. Really? How does Bein Adam Lechaveroi narrow down to belief? How do Midos narrow down to belief? Says the Alter of Slabotka, Kishem She'iyav Sholadasas Hashem B'lei Shleimus HaMidos. Just like you cannot believe in God without perfect character. You also can't have good character without knowing God. Good character is not expressed only in good activities and feelings, as the superficial perception is. It is human nature to materialize everything. Therefore, we look at midos only as external actions. The true expression of midos is an expression of man's divinity. All good midos is really the emulation of God's character. And just like God's midos are wellsprings of spirituality without any physicality to them, so too a person's midos have to emanate not because they have a good heart or they're compassionate because that's part of their personality, but it should be a spiritual expression, realizing that we're created in the image of Hashem. As the Talmud Devarah writes, that since man was created in the image of God, if our activities do not emulate the image that we are created in, then we're belying our identity, because we were created in His image, so our actions need to follow suit. Even after the Taryag mitzvos were given, including many mitzvos that are dependent on midos, Chavako came and he summed it all up into Vitzadik v'amunasa yichya. Question: how are midos connected and an offshoot of emuna? So from here we see the value of midos is only, in other words, if you see a poor man and you give them money because you're an altruistic person, that doesn't have so much value. If you see someone who is downtrodden and you just want to be a nice guy, that doesn't have so much value. But when it comes from trying to emulate the Creator, that's an expression of spirituality. And that is really the value of one's character is measured into the extent that it's an emulation of the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Marvar Abaisa, we could suggest that according to this understanding, there isn't really conclusive evidence from Rashi that it's more important to have good character than to believe in Hashem, because what the Alter of Sabbatka is saying is if we didn't know this lesson of Hashem's identity, then we wouldn't know who Hashem is, and that would also be a form of improper emunah and de'ah, and proper belief in Hashem. And finally, I would like to share with you one more approach to Rashi, where again, I think it's not really so conclusive from Rashi that in fact, midos toivos are more important than limud haTorah. Whether that's the case, as many gedolim have said, that is the case. But there may be a different way to learn Rashi other than it's more important to teach a lesson in anivos at the expense of possibly somebody thinking there's more than one God. And that is the Gemara in Soita says, Amar Ab Chizda, V'yitema Mar Ukva. Anyone who has arrogance, Hashem says, there ain't enough room for the two of us. The two of us cannot live together. Like it says, he who badmouths his friend in secrecy, I hate him. Geva einayim, a arrogant-eyed person and a wide-hearted person, I can't take such a person. But so the Gemara says, Al tikri oisai, but itai la'ucha, I can't be with him. God says, I cannot be together with an arrogant person in this world. So the Stipler Gaon, Reb Chaim's father, wrote a sefer on Emunah. It's called Chaye Olam. And he says an incredible principle, a startling principle, a surprising principle. And he says sometimes in life people struggle with questions in Emunah. People see challenges, difficulties, and people question. People struggle in belief. Says the Stipler, there's no such thing. All sfeikos and confusion in Emunah comes from gaiva. All questions in faith stem from arrogance. How is that? Because any lucid, sane person sees the complexity of the world and knows and believes with full conviction, yesh din v'yesh dayan. Here's the problem. But God says, I cannot be together with an arrogant person. So when a person is arrogant, God says, adios amigo, I leave you. I am no longer in your heart. I am no longer in your soul. I am no longer in your mind. And without God around, so a person says, I don't know, where is God? And the answer is, God left you. That's where he is. But you're arrogant, so he doesn't want to be with you. So the Stipler would say when people have questions in Emunah, they don't need Kiruv seminars and they don't need proofs. They need to learn humility and then all the questions fall away. Says the Stipler, when people have questions in faith, it's a mistake to think they need proofs because that's not the root of their problem. The root of their problem is bad character. And they need to work not on their faith, but on their humility. The Stipler writes, Mevuar besvarim hakadoshim shekala sfeikos vahabulbulim be'inyane emunah, all questions and confusions in emunah enam nimsam el belev haval gaiva, are only found in the heart of an arrogant person, ki kol hamizgoa, anyone who's arrogant, or hashchina mistalekes mimenu. The light of the Divine Presence forsakes a person, like Chazal say in Soita, that Hashem says, Ein ani v'hu yicholim lader ba'olam. And like Chazal say, Kol adam sheyesh bo gasas haruach, kilu oyved avodah zarah, kilu kafar be'erker. Because the truth is, someone who's a bal gaiva, he doesn't have full emunah. How could somebody be a bal gaiva? What exactly are you a bal gaiva about? You have money? Who gave it to you? You have whatever you have smarts, you have recognition, you have whatever you have, A, B, or C, it was handed to you by the Almighty. So arrogance, in a way, is, in effect, pushing God out of your life. Amamisha zoich la'anova amitas, one who is zoicha to true humility, lahargish v'lachshav atzmai kedavar she'enoi klum, to feel and to consider yourself as if you're nothing, take of umiyan, mistalka mimeno, kalas feikos. Immediately all questions depart. V'chol harhurim, habalbulim, betelim, avutalim. All questions and confusions are nullified. Ne'alamim, they're hidden ve'enam ve'enam. V'zeh baduku menusa b'bir gamar. This is tried and tested. If someone has questions in Emuna, don't open up the Kuzari, open up the Mesilas Yesharim. You don't need a book about faith, you need a book about humility. However, the Stipler says humility is a very high level. Because it's such a high level, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair listed it after Chasidus. You have Zahiros, Zrizos, Nikios, Prishos. You have Chasidus, and at the end you have humility. Because arrogance is by nature, people are naturally arrogant. And therefore the way to nullify arrogance is not through intellectual arguments. And what kind of people do you find that are arrogant? Children, or thick people of undeveloped intelligence. Excuse me, just the opposite. Arrogance is found equally by young people, and dumb people, and brilliant people. Yeah. In other words, arrogance is not a lack of intelligence, because sometimes, the Stipler says, the most intelligent people are the most arrogant. You know, one might have mistakenly thought that arrogance comes from a lack of intellect or a lack of intelligence. People who don't understand. No, because sometimes you find arrogance by dumb people, and sometimes you find arrogance by the most sophisticated. And sometimes the Stipler says, Be'elu oid yoisumi be'elu. But someone who is zoicha to true humility, to feel about himself actually that he's not an entity, to recognize that his whole essence, all his wisdom, all his emotions, all his looks, all his abilities, they're not his. They're on loan for a short time from my Kodesh Baruch Hu. Va'asid litla mimenu bihagia yoimai. Question, let's say you had an Ani Ve'evyoin that rented a Tesla for a day, and everybody knows the guy does it, you know, he's poor like a mouse. He's going to be arrogant in his car? I mean, it's a joke. Everybody knows he rented it. So the same thing with all of our abilities. They're basically borrowed. You know, somebody borrowed their friend's... imagine a guy, he goes to a mansion... And he takes a tour of the mansion. He's going to be arrogant because he happens to be walking through for a short amount of time. It's not even his. So with all of our abilities, it's on loan. Like a poor man who borrowed a suit for a bar mitzvah. He's not going to be arrogant in it because he knows it's not his. And tomorrow he's going to have to give it back. But the humble person, his heart is nishbar b'kirbay. One who reaches the madrega of true humility, miyad shayra olav ruach tahara, immediately a spirit of purity rests on him, the emuna ruach das v'yiras Hashem. So if somebody feels that he has questions in emuna, more important than trying to prove God's existence is to try to inculcate and focus on one's dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one's humility, and how all of a person's assets and abilities are on loan. And when a person has feelings of humility, the Shechina comes to rest on the person. Like Chazal say, Shechina lemala mirashoysev shel choyle. The Shechina is above the head of the sick person because the person is humble. Hashem rests. It's interesting. Somebody once asked Reb Chaim Knievsky for a segula for children, for Zarachai v'kayama. So Chaim Knievsky said, a segula to have children is humility. And he says, it's mavur in Rashi. Rashi says there was a man by the name of Yoktan. Yoktan had many, many children. Why did Yoktan have so many children? Rashi says, because he made himself humble, therefore, he was zoicha to establish so many families. But we could say as follows. We know to have a child, it requires three partners. a father, a mother, and God. Shloisha shutfrim ba'adam. Without God, you can't have a child. And God says about the arrogant person, you know, can't be your partner. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky would advise that a skula for children is anivos. Yaktan had almoidad, shalef, chatzar moves, yarach, hadoiram, uzal, dikla, oival, avimoel, shiva, oifir, chavila, yoivav, kolela b'nei yaktan. Rashi says, shahaya anav umaktin atzmai, lekach zacha lahamid kol hamishbachis halalu. Because kol hamizgaya, Hashem says, ein anivu hu yicham ladar ba'ilam ke'achad. As the Ramban says in the Geras Ramban, "V'chasher tisnaheg b'midas ho'anava," when a person conducts himself with humility, "lehisboishesh mikol adam," to be shamed before every person, "v'sespached mimenu menachet," and to be fearful of sin, "as tishra alecha ruach hashchina," then the spirit of the Shechina will rest on you, "v'ziv kevoida," and the splendor of Hashem's honor, "v'chayei oylam haba." So humility actually brings a person to proper faith and belief in Hashem. And arrogance, on the other hand, causes Hashem to depart from you. And that's what causes questions in Emunah. And therefore I'd like to suggest, according to this, again the Beis Halevi would not have conclusive evidence that in fact Midos Toivos are more important than Emunah. But you could say as follows. If God would not have taught us that He is humble and we would not have learned the lesson of humility, we would have been far more in danger of improper emunah because of all the questions and all of the doubts and all the confusion we would have in belief in Hashem. Because without humility, then Hashem's presence is not with you, you don't feel Him, and now you have questions in emunah. But now that God taught us humility, now we're much more secure in our faith of Hashem, and despite the fact it says Naseh, we're not going to make any mistakes in emunah, because once a person is secure in his understanding of humility and how even the superior should ask from the inferior, that is far more critical to ensuring proper emunah than writing Eseh Adam. Because as the Stipler writes, the critical ingredient to proper emunah in Hashem is humility, and the gravest danger to questions in emunah is arrogance. And if it would have said Eseh Adam, and we wouldn't have appreciated the value of humility, we would have been much worse shape in terms of our belief in Hashem. So these are three approaches to learn Rashi. The Beis Halevi says from Rashi we see that more valuable is a lesson in good character than a lesson in knowledge of Hashem. The Alter of Slabodka says without knowing God's character, you don't really believe in Hashem because you don't know who He is. And according to the Stipler, we learn that if a person does not learn humility, they are in grave danger of, in fact, having questions of Hashem's existence. And humility is actually the best way to ensure that the Shechina rests with us. And in that case, all questions are negated and they fly away and they dissipate. Marv Rabbi Yisai, Baruch Shehischalnu es Parshas Bereishis, and Mezuz Hashem, Hashem Shegibah Siyata Deshmaya, to go through all the Parshiyos for many happy and healthy years. Okay, Rabbi, say have a great day. Shkayach.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, and a gesunte winter.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.